Hey, this is Absolute Deicide, Grunt Free Press. This is episode 2 of the Grunt Free Press podcast. I just wanted to make a quick little preface. I was just editing the podcast, and I realized this might be a little rough to listen to. We were trying something new here with Skype. I got a co-host on there, Clay Cuckolds, and he was completely professional. Just on my end, I got a few verbal tics that were really bothering me as I was listening to it. If you can't tell, I was going to borrow it right into your ear that I say like a hell of a lot, and it's pretty bad. It was pissing me off. I was debating whether to even put it out, but I'm just gonna leave it in there with this little nugget of knowledge that I say like way too much. It's part of my tics. I suck at talking and talking to people. So yeah, just enjoy it or don't. If you want to make a little drinking game out of it, just every time I say like, just take a shot, and within the first few minutes you should be dead. So that's good for you, and go fuck yourself. This is Grunt Free Podcast, episode 2. Yeah, I got somebody with me. This is Clay Cuckolds.
I am Clay Cuckolds. The Clay Cuckolds.
You guys might know him from Clay Cuckolds versus the Internet, if anybody ever saw that.
So, yeah, that had I was up for a good hour, I'd say, you know.
You want to explain what that was?
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of web browsing, you know, like I would browse through my Twitter account and just, you know, just vile shit, you know, people shitting on things and fucking like assholes, like, you know what I mean? Like some fat chick, like mid shit, you know, just everything. Porn we had up, I think, India Summer, I think that's who it was. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but
yeah, I get a little,
she's a little milfy. Yeah. But yeah, that was it. And all of a sudden, I got banned. He just banned me. And there's no explanation. Oh. Yeah, no explanation. I emailed, you know what I mean? Everything. I didn't get anything.
And no response, no nothing.
Yeah. They just killed me, I guess. Whatever.
Wait, that wasn't even Twitch. Wait, that was Hitbox, wasn't it?
Yep. Hitbox. Banned my, whatever. My fucking,
yeah, your IP.
I can't do anything.
Unbelievable.
Because I tried to make like 4 more accounts, you know.
Today the topic is censorship. I was going to talk about the sites we've been banned from. I'm banned from like IGN at the moment. yeah, a lot of shit.
Definitely IGN.
Yep, a couple times. I'm an absolute deicide, by the way. Yeah, just get right into it. So let's talk about what we're playing, I guess, right? Unless you get anything else.
Yes. No.
All right.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, so gruntfreepress.com if you want to check out reviews, news, rants and raves about shit and people eating shit. All right. So I got a couple reviews up on the site. First one was Journey for PS4. You said you never played that before.
No. Wasn't even aware of it. I don't have a PS4, so I just...
You had a PS3, though, right?
Yeah, but only thing I have is the show. It's like the show, it. Like 13 or something. I haven't played it. It's got dust all over it. Oh, yep. It's 14.
14? Wasn't that last year?
Yeah, it must have been, I guess. I don't even know.
That's the one.
I just know it's covered with dust, just literally.
Yeah, it's like that's what my PS4 looks like right now, too, just covered in dust. So I played that. Yeah, you can read the review up on there. It's actually, it's not bad. Like, I thought it'd be really, like, artsy, pretentious bullshit. And like I said, it went in like I was trying to keep my expectations like tempered, like not like didn't think it was gonna blow my mind or anything, and it didn't. Like it's fine. It's pretty good. Yeah, I mean the main takeaway I got from that, dude, is I think the PS4 controller is pretty shitty. Have you like fucked
Yeah.
around? Have you played with it at all?
No, I think just probably at fucking Walmart or something when they had it out. That was really it.
Yeah, I mean it's not that much different from the PS3 controller. I don't think. I didn't really fuck around with that too much.
Yeah, it's
But
got the little touchpad, maybe. I don't know. That's the only thing I saw different.
it's like the whole thing's just gimmicks all over it. It's like it's got the touchpad, which whatever, nothing really uses it too much, and it's got like the fucking the light bar on the front of it, like the blue bar or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, this thing blows you. It fucking like shines in your TV. Like just you're playing something, you see the reflection of the TV. It just blue light. Yeah, dude, the thumbsticks are pretty shitty too. I'll say that, dude. I'm fucking like playing, dude. Oh, then it's like this. It's got like six access too. That was the main thing too that pissed me off about that game. It's like you know what I mean. You fucking move it like left and right, and it moves the camera,
Yep.
or whatever, left and right.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you control like the camera in that game. I mean, you can use the stick too, like a normal, like the right thumbstick, like a normal person. But yeah, dude, I'm fucking like I'll be using playing it like a normal game, and then I'll I play games. I'm kind of leaning on my side anyway, so I'll be leaning the controller, then like the camera starts tilting one way. And it's like, dude, what the hell is going on? Like, why is the camera moving? And it takes me like 5 seconds to be like, oh, I'm leaning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why the fuck? What the hell is going on? That's kind of shitty.
Okay. I'm actually watching a video on it on YouTube because I had no idea what
Oh,
it looked like or anything.
yeah. You never heard of it before?
Nope.
Like, yeah. I mean, that was like people were saying that was game of the year it came out, like way overstating how good it was. That it's all right. It's just real simple. It's a simple fucking game, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It looks like, a little better than Flower, I'd say.
Oh,
That
it's
game.
wait. It's just I played that game.
No,
I
there could
played.
be something to this. I'm just looking at the video. Just,
I played Flower, man. It's fucking way better than Flower. It's an actual game. It's not just guiding a fucking flower around like an asshole for fucking 5 hours.
Yeah, I remember that came out. I think somebody gave it a 9 or something. I don't even remember,
Oh
but
yeah, that was another one everybody loved. Like as that, I think it's from the same company too, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's the same, the flower guys, they call themselves.
it's I don't know about all that.
It's just like it's pretty standard, just fucking go. The cool thing is like the online, like you'll be playing and it's almost like Dark Souls, like a random person will show up and they'll just be dicking around in your world. You're not like fighting them or nothing, but it's
So what's the point of them? They just pop in? I mean,
yeah, pretty much, and they just pop in, and you just fuck around with them. Like it's almost like having like a co-op partner, like randomly.
oh, okay.
I mean, you can't like it's like Dark Souls. You don't know who they are, like you know what I mean? They could just be, they can't really fuck with you, but you're just going back and forth, like solving puzzles, like whatever. Like they'll be in like an area, fucking if there's like two switches that gotta be pulled. Like you could pull one, the guy can be on the other side of the fucking game, pulling the other one type of deal. But yeah, it's all right. But yeah, dude, that fucking control is a piece of shit. I'll just say that. Like fucking dude, the other thing, like the thumbsticks, dude, you're playing it and fucking like constantly like the grips on them are fucking garbage, dude. Like fucking my fingers are constantly slipping off of it. Like
I
I don't
felt
know.
like that was a problem on the
PS3.
PS3.
Yeah,
Yep.
dude. I don't know if you get this too. Like if you're playing with both sticks and like you get to like pull like push this both the sticks like towards each other, and like
Okay.
my thumbs always jab into each other like fucking because like you know what I mean.
Well, yeah,
Your
you
butt.
have massive thumbs.
I do, but I mean they're long and disgusting. But like if I can like whatever, dude. Like like the Xbox, like the offset ones, so it's like you can go back and forth and fuck around. It's like you have like free rein of your fucking hands as you're doing it. And the PS4, it's like dude, you're fucking jamming them into each other like a fucking dickhead.
Yep, I use it on the PC. I just fucking hate it.
Oh, you use
Oh,
the PS4?
I can use the one now, right? I don't know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you got a Like the charge, do you have like the USB cable, like to charge it?
Yeah, like it comes up like it works, but it's fucking since I don't really like buy games, I kind of just find them somewhere. You know what I mean? And I just think they're not, you know what I mean? You need like a certain program or something to get it to work. The PlayStation one works with a program. That's all I know. This one works with like legit games, like if I buy something, you know?
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah, and money's tight, so I try not to buy too many games.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the same way here. Well, actually, I buy a lot, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I mean.
If you want to help me out with that, if you go to the front page at Grunt Free Press and scroll all the way to the bottom of that page, there's a big donate button there, if you're feeling generous. It's the only way I'll ever ask for any kind of support or money. You know, I'm not going to fucking start a Kickstarter or something. So
yeah, that shit's gay. I saw one of those GoFundMes, same shit, you know, one of those fucking things I saw on Twitter. Like the title of it was like, oh, I want more money than I have or some shit. Like, dude, there was like $80 in there. I'm like,
really?
Get out of here, dude. Because the dude's got whatever, a ton of followers. So
right.
I don't even know, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't have a Twitter account or anything. So pretty much the whole, this whole venture, the podcast, the website, everything, I'm just kind of depending on word of mouth to spread. So tell your friends about, I don't even care if you fucking hate it, like whatever, either way, spread the word, good or bad.
Yeah, we can be pretty hateable. So, I mean, that's great.
Definitely, yeah. It's a little hateable. A lot of you fucking whatever.
Oh yeah.
I fucking hate everybody, so I assume everybody. I assume everybody has the same hate too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how you can't just hate everything, but that's. I think that's normal. You know, look at everything. Fucking sucks.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, if you want, I don't know, get back to this thing. I mean. Is that literally all you do is just do puzzles? I mean, there's no kind of combat. I mean, there's got to be something, right?
There's two buttons the whole game. There's a jump button and there's like a charge button, and that's it.
Now, so is this like an arcade game? This isn't like a...
No, it was like $15 or something. It's not like a legit $60. It's only like 2 hours, yeah. It's pretty cool. If you bought it on PS3 too, I guess it's free on PS4. I mean, that's kind of cool. I never bought it on PS3, so I paid the $15 or whatever. But yeah, whatever. So for 2 hours, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. People like you love these games. You know, people love these
it's
games.
Fine.
Just for me, I don't know. I just feel like it's a waste. It's like this machine has got to be used more than a. You know what I mean? Like, put these two button games on the iPhone and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Dude, it does look good. Well, dude, it's a pretty.
It does. It looks alright. I'll give it that.
It's not like realistic, obviously, but I mean.
Yeah, the art's not bad at all. Like, you know what I'm seeing now. At least I haven't played through it, but.
Yeah. Looks good. No, you said it's not bad. It's just fucking, like I said, people are saying, oh, game of the year, fucking whatever, dude, that's bullshit. I mean, it's just a decent, like, arcade game you can fuck around with for 2 hours. That's pretty much it. But it's fine. I mean, the other thing that came away from it, too, is I was streaming it. I think my capture card's a piece of shit. I mean, fucking, dude, whenever I've been, like, streaming, like, whatever, PS4, fucking Xbox games, and, like, PC games, if I just do, like, PC games, dude, everything seems, like, straight, like, I have, like, no problems at all, and then, fucking, if I use the capture card I got, it's like an Elgato, I guess, which is pretty, like, standard, I guess that's what people like and they use, you know, it's, like, standard issue gear. But it seems like whenever I fucking do that, dude, it's fucking always like it hitches up. I mean, I don't know, like you've watched me a couple times. It seems like it's fucked up. Like every now and then.
Yeah,
freezes,
yeah. I mean, this little. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the card or the site. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
because I've seen that.
To, like, troubleshoot that shit, and I don't know what to do. I don't really. Yeah, that was like fucking like a $200-something card. I don't fucking want to spend it. Another fucking arm and a leg for another one.
Yeah, I don't even have one, so that's how cheap I am. If I could download one, I would. I tried.
I don't think you can download. It's like hardware, you know.
Yeah, I know. I just hoping. I was hoping somebody came up with that intelligence.
Downloading hardware, yeah, that's fucking the way of the future. Like fucking download like 3D printed shit. Like fucking just go. It's fucking smart, dude.
But, yeah, I don't get that 3D shit. People made like a gun or something with a 3D printer. You seen that?
Yeah, I don't know like how it works exactly.
Yeah, the fuck.
Wish I did, because I'd fucking...
Yeah, I tell you what, make 1,000, yeah, dude, just keep making guns, dude, just fucking...
fucking whole army.
I don't know what you use for armor, you probably make that, too, you just print out, like, a fucking rocket. Fucking, it works, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Hopefully someday it'll be, like, fucking go to, like, Walmart and buy them for, like, $10 and fucking just stock up on guns and armor. And then we'll see what's going on.
Maybe print some money. You know, that'd be nice. Must be able to do that if you can make a gun. I mean,
I see no problems happening. This fucking seems straight to me.
Yeah, dude. No problem.
Yeah, how about you? You been playing anything?
I'm playing a little bit of Madden right now. It's kind of just, you know, eh. The Witcher.
I take it. Newest Madden.
No, this is, well, you know, the one, you know, 15 or whatever. Right. The newest one comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you know, it's all right. I just love football, so I just figured I'd throw it on. You know, I was just in The Witcher. I just fucking, it's just so much. I just took a mental break. I don't know. It's just fucking intense, you know. I'm only level 12. You know?
You're only leveled, oh boy.
Yeah, I just got to Skellige. Is Skellige? Is that what it
is?
Yeah,
oh yeah, yep, you get a long way to go.
Yeah, I did a few little things in there, but that's like right where I'm at, and that's what I figured. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. It's fucking well worth the money, though, because, you know, I just have to get on it. I can't forget about it, you know. That's my problem. Game will come out and forget about it, you know. It's like a year old then, after all those 6 games, you know, in November come out.
It's going to be ridiculous, dude. It's fucking October to like January is going to be a fucking mess.
Yeah, I haven't kept up, so I don't even know like what the, you know, what the list really is, you know.
Yep. Trying to save up as much as I can, man. Fucking, I think the first is like Halo comes out in October, then it's like Rainbow Six, fucking, oh boy. A lot of shit.
Yeah, and after the Halo bait, I thought it was pretty awesome. So, I mean, it's going to be tough to get Rainbow Six and Halo and fucking, you know what I mean?
I'm going to get both of them. I signed up.
Yeah, I'll definitely get both.
I signed up for the beta for fucking Rainbow. I think I got in. So, hopefully, whenever that comes out, be good to go. I think fucking Rainbow. Rainbow's got to come out in fucking this year. I should probably check the shit, but whatever. I'm pretty sure it comes out. I mean, I think I know like the beta at least is fucking like November or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it comes out, right? I mean, looks like it's close. I mean, I just worry about, you know, I don't know, how long are you going to stay interested, you know? Is there only like 6 maps kind of thing?
It's all online. There's no like single player, but whatever. I mean, fucking, I don't know.
But just like, how many times can you break into this house like unique ways? I mean, there's really only so many ways. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
And even like Vegas, we played that fucking forever, man. And that was fucking only so many maps, you know?
I know. I feel like that was a little different though. This one's just going to be in like one place, right? Like a house, for instance, right? I'm guessing.
Yes, it's more like close quarters. It's all about getting up and fucking right next to somebody and fucking blowing them away type of deal, you know, and fucking, it's just different. And Vegas is kind of like open. There's more.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's more room, you know, to, I don't know, more things to happen. I feel like, you know, breaking into one place, it's like, it's awesome idea, but it's like, okay, we can put a bomb on the fucking roof, right? But it's like, okay, now the next time you play, you kind of know it's coming. You know, it's like this, I don't know, you feel like it would just get boring after a little. Like, you've seen it all already. You know what I mean? Like a few hours in, like, you've seen every tactic, you know? Like, but I don't know how it's going to be. Maybe you have to unlock shit, and it's going to take forever to even get that,
see, I don't,
you know?
I hope not. I hate that shit. I hope it's just fucking, I'd rather, I'm sick of that. I just was just fucking just straight, like, you get everything, fucking just go type of deal. I fucking hate, like... having to unlock fucking all this bullshit, and it fucking takes forever, dude. I'd rather just fucking have everything straight, just go, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know, we'll see. I'm just fucking, I'm excited about that. Yeah, so yeah, I'd say, dude, I'm gonna say you're like maybe like a third of the way through The Witcher. Sorry if I had to guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just so much, dude. There's just fucking, I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's awesome though. You know, I was getting a little better. You know, because it is tough putting it on. I started it at whatever the high level is, but I did have to knock it down one.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. I'd say
Dude,
like
yeah.
the one below that is probably the way to go.
Yep, that's what I've been playing on. I mean, and it's. I mean, I die. You know, sometimes it depends, but. You know, been getting a little better at it using the combos, you know. It's good though. It's good. I love the executions. You fucking cut the guy's head off, you know. Just fucking, that's pretty cool. I love how, you know, my little go-to move is I'll fucking I knock him down with the I don't know if it's whatever the telekinesis thing is, like the push, you
The
know.
push,
Knock him down and just fucking stab them all in the ground, and it's just like you can kill everybody 2 seconds. So if you know what I mean, if you do that,
My thing was use a slow motion one that slows everybody down.
yep.
Yeah, you gotta open with that. That's key. It makes everything like so much fat, like so much easier.
I just yeah. I feel like you have to stay in the circle though, or keep them right on
Well,
it, you know.
as long as they move through it, it'll slow them down. Like if they can move through it and keep going, they'll still be slow, you know.
Oh, okay. I never even thought of that. I thought they kind of had to be like right on top of it. That's how I was playing it. I like the I think I upgraded to the lightning one. You kind of like put it down and it shocks them when they get close. I don't know if you
Right,
got
right.
that one.
I didn't fuck with that one too much. I did a lot of fire. That was my thing. That slow, like the slow motion one, and the fire is what I fucked with a lot.
Oh, okay. I slackened on the fire. I didn't
It's
do anything really.
not that good. It's good for like the drowners and shit, like those like low level guys. It's good for, but not great otherwise.
Yeah, I love the shield. I got that thing. The little bubble
Yeah,
shield.
it's another one. Yep. You gotta rely on that a lot. Yep.
Yeah, that's key, I feel
It's
like.
key. You can take that first hit and not fucking drain like half your health off in like one
Yep.
hit, you know?
Yep. It is a sick game. I think
Yeah, thing is, they keep like adding shit onto it too. I keep seeing, oh, they put more of like free DLC out, and it's like, dude, I'm glad I finished that game when I did. Otherwise, it'd be like a never-ending fucking process trying to fucking go through that fucking thing.
Oh, dude, it's fucking nuts. It really isn't it. Like, I'm just wondering what else is there. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's more fucking shit I haven't seen, but I don't even know what to expect, you know? I have to get back on it.
Yeah, just fucking good
But it's
shit.
just fucking, dude, football just fucking, I don't know, it's like it takes over. It's fucked up. Can't control it. You
Yeah,
know?
you love that shit. Yeah, I can't get into the sports games. But I'll play like I'll fuck around with it because I get like EA access. So it's like next year that shit'll be on there for free. You know, I'll check it out then. So I don't care about the rosters being up to date. I don't really follow it. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's the same shit every year. That's a whole nother thing, you know. It's fucking it's just all you got.
Yeah, you see the reviews on like the new golf game there, the fucking Royal Ma Rory McIlroy or whatever, like the fucking
Yeah, dude, I got it. I fucking
you
bought it
bought
like a
it. Oh
retard.
man,
Yeah, dude, retarded.
it's you know it's as bad as they say.
I mean, it's yeah. I mean, dude, they took it once again. They took shit out. Fucking EA. It's like you play your career, right? This is why I bought it, and I didn't. I played the demo. They give you the trial, whatever, 4 hours. So I was playing. It was fun, you know. I didn't even think of it though, but you know, I made a guy. That's cool. All the, you know, the career build your guy up. He sucks at first, you know. You get him better if you play good, right? So I don't know. Fuck it, dude. You play a course, but you don't play the whole course. You fucking play like the 12th, the 13th, the 14th. And you know what I mean? Or like the last three, or like
Oh,
whatever. It's always
you don't
different.
go through like 1 to 18, like you
No,
just fucking
no.
there's
It
no way
like
to do that.
simulates your stats in between. It's like, you
What?
know, all right, the first round's over. It's the second round now, and you're like on hole 10 or something. Dude, it's fucking stupid. I don't like
That's
that, you know?
fucking ridiculous, dude. I didn't even
Yeah.
hear. That's what I could say.
Completely ruins it for me. I mean, the game itself is fun. It's, you know, it's Tiger Woods, just a little bit better, just like every other game. That's, you know, it's just a little bit better than the, you know, last gen. But
there's no way to just fucking play a course. Like, there's no like mode or anything. Nothing.
Yeah, you could probably set up like an exhibition type game or whatever. You could play, you know what I mean, with a buddy or whatever online, or and then you can play the full 18. But even that, dude, I played online with this kid. You know, we play the 18, but it's like the game, it's dead quiet. There's no announcer talking. There's like all you can barely hear, like a few birds. There's no people. It's just dead. It's like, dude, it's just, I don't know, not fun. It's like, you want to, you know, it's funny. I bought it. I had like $50 on PayPal. So I'm like, oh, I think it was 53 it costs with the discount from EA Access. So I bought it, whatever. Dude, I fucking literally, probably an hour later, I like, went on to tech support to like see if I could get a refund. You know, they wouldn't even fucking do it. You know, I was pissed.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I just bought it like an hour ago. You can't refund it. You know,
try going through like Xbox, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I did. I went to the Xbox like live chat fucking thing or something online, talked to somebody there.
Yeah, I thought they'd let you do it like once. Like, they'd let you do like a digital. You bought a digital, obviously.
Yeah, that's what he saw. Once you open it and play it or something, it's, you can't refund it or something like that.
I heard they let you do it like one time. They let you like fucking refund something.
Like, but one time in your life. Like,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still waiting for my Halo fucking Reach, whatever it was. Fucking scam. Sign up for a year and we get the free game, but I don't get the game. The fuck.
I'm so waiting for Halo Reach to come on fucking Master Chief, man.
They still haven't done that, huh?
They put out the ODST. There's no like multiplayer in that. It's just fucking like a little campaign. But I played a little bit of that too, dude. It's just fucking fun. It's still fucking fun as shit.
I think I uninstalled it because I got no room. I got to keep uninstalling shit.
You got to get a hard drive.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely
do.
You get
one at Walmart, dude, for like, get like a 3 terabyte one for like whatever, like 60, 70 bucks or something. I found some shitty one that was on like fucking like discounted. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to. I think it holds 10 games, whatever. I don't even, what is, what did the launch one start with? Was it only like 500?
500.
Not even a terabyte?
Yeah.
Don't they got the new ones now with terabyte and they're like $300 or something?
Yeah, the special edition ones, yeah.
Fuck.
But it's just easier. Just buy a fucking hard drive, dude. It's fucking way easier. It's not like the fucking, dude, the PS4, you can't even do fucking external drives. It's like, oh, dude, you can fucking do it.
Really?
Like,
so no. What do you do? You must run out of space.
You gotta, I just been deleting shit, but it's like, you gotta, like, open the fucking PS4 up, get an internal drive, and fucking put it in there. So it's like, even if you had like, whatever, dude, 500 gigs filled, and you bought a terabyte drive and put it in, you still gotta put that other 500 gigs on. So it's not like you're getting, like, another terabyte, you know what I mean? It's like you're only getting another 500 gigs to put on there. It's like, at least with the Xbox, it's like, oh, I got like fucking a terabyte filled. You buy a fucking 3 gigabyte drive, and it's like, then you have 4 gigabytes to fuck around with. You know what I mean? It's just like adding on.
Well, yeah, I mean, I personally think Xbox is just a better machine, but that's just my bias.
Hey, PS4 is all right, dude, but.
I don't know. It doesn't interest me. There's nothing on there.
The only game that's been all right on there has been fucking Bloodborne. You know, I know you like Souls. So.
Oh, I love Souls, but dude, I saw that game.
It's just one or two. Yeah.
Dude, I would be pissed off because this looks like nothing to it. You know,
I beat it in a fucking week. Like in a week, I was done with it, and that was it.
Dude, I think Dark Souls, I think that's a classic. That might be my favorite game of all time. I don't know. It's just awesome. I don't know.
That's coming up on my Steam list, dude. I'm doing all my Steam games in order.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
so
you got it.
I'm on Company Heroes. I got a couple more to go, and then fuck, I'm just looking. It's like Dark Souls, Prepare to Die Edition, just sitting there calling me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't play the expansion part either, did you?
No, I just played the regular.
It's not huge, but it's kind of cool. Yeah, it's all right. I don't know. I just think that game, just everything. It controlled great. You know, the combat was good. like everything, the enemies just massive. I mean, where do you see that, the challenge that that game gave you? You know what I mean? Yeah. Nothing gives you that. I don't. I mean, some games, I guess, but not like that, I feel. I don't know. I just love that game.
Dude, every time I say I'm looking at my list, I'm like, dude, that's coming up. That's going to be like my life for like fucking like 3 weeks. Like, it's going to be fucking soup.
Yeah, well, especially the way you play. I mean, I'm kind of cheesy. I got to look shit up. I mean, you like hardcore just try to figure everything out, which makes it even...
Well, the thing is, if I play it a second time, I pretty much know, you know what I mean? I'll remember like what was what. I'm not going to get like stomped on something, you know?
Well, I'm just, you know, just like the little hidden things, you know what I'm saying? Like that you would never think to... I can't think off the top, but this, I think there's a few things that fucking just are stupid. It's like, dude, how would you ever figure that out? You know what I mean?
I like putting the items in the fucking the bird's nest and killing yourself and that.
Yeah. No. What is it? You gotta log out or something, right? Put it in the nest and sign out.
No, you could just like go off the ledge and kill yourself and then fucking go back to it.
Oh, okay. I thought you literally had to pause. You have to hit start and like go to exit. Like, Jesus, dude. But yeah, that's crazy, and you get items, you know? That's fucking just great. I don't know, it was crazy. First time you played that, it's just mind-blowing, you know?
It's never gonna... The other thing, too, is, like, even, like, I was playing, like, 2, like, Dark Souls 2, and just, like, part of it's, like, nothing's gonna be that fresh again. Like, it might be, like, one of those deals, like, the first one of those you play, it might be the best type of deal. Like, fucking, maybe if I'd never played, like, Souls 1 or 2 and I played Bloodborne, I'd be like, oh, Bloodborne's fucking amazing and fuck, you know what I mean? Like, but I have played fucking Dark Souls 1 and 2, so it's like, I've kind of seen a lot of this shit before, you know? And it's not, like, they stripped a lot of shit out of Bloodborne that was in Souls. It was, like, so much simpler, you know?
Yeah, and that's huge. That's a huge strip.
Yeah, you can blow right through that fucking game. And I was still taking my time and trying to do everything, but you can still fucking go right through that, dude. And like no problem, like barely any challenge, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing with those games. Are you going to dumb down? Dark? Like, what's the point, you know? That's the whole thing. That's the identity.
I can understand he was they're trying to go to make it a little bit more like action-y or whatever, like more action, less RPG. But it's kind of like, if you're gonna go like that route, dude, like make like a whole, don't even like put those elements in from Souls. Just fucking go like make a whole new thing and fucking do something new, you know?
But now that wasn't connected to Dark Souls, right? In any kind of way. Other than the same people or whatever.
Made it. It's the same kind of like interface, like pretty much like the same like control scheme, like. Pretty much just like a different take on it. It's still the same like type of idea. They just call like shit different, you know, like the fucking like the soapstones or like bells, like it's just kind of like different names and different ways of doing shit, but it's still kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I was almost bought a PlayStation for that game, and then
I pretty much did, dude. I fucking do. The reason I bought fucking the PS4 was like, I'm like, Killzone looks all right, dude. It's fucking garbage, you know? It's fucking trash. Fucking, you know, fucking Bloodborne's like, all right, dude. Like, even like Drive Club looked all right. It's just fucking like, ugh. That turned out.
Drive Club, yeah. That's better than Forza. I remember seeing that fucking comment sections abroad.
Oh, got the good ones. Some good discussions going on.
Dude, Forza, absolutely shit. I don't even have to see that game. I just know how bad it is. You know what I mean? I just know. Like, Forza's so good. That game just sucks, dude.
That's the other one, dude. That comes out in, like, November, dude. New Forza.
I mean, I'm not huge into it. I mean, suppose if I had one of those rigs, like... You know, you see people, they got the steering wheel and the seat that moves and shit.
I'm not that crazy into it. Yeah. I just play like normal. Dude, for the 360, I had a wheel and shit. But, dude, that makes it like so much like harder. It's like, dude, I'm just so like lazy. I just want to fucking lay the fuck down and play shit. hold on one second. I was going to stop it and check, make sure everything's all right before we keep going.
Right.
Baby, everything seemed all right. Yeah, fucking doing like we're doing Skype. So it's a whole nother hurdle that I got to fucking overcome. A fucking technology that I fucking don't know. I fucking hate.
I'm actually naked, but I don't have the Kinect plugged in.
Yeah, yeah. We're not doing video calls, dude, because that'd be a fucking disaster. I got my shirt off, too. Like, for real. Nobody wants to do that. Do we keep it casual here and fucking...
That'd be cool, though, dude. We'd get, like, a little setup and just sit there shirtless.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Be instant fucking, dude. I won't even watch that, dude. I'd be fucking disgusted. I told you, it's fucking random story. The fucking one of the funniest things I've ever seen, dude. With the Kinect, that game, the Gunstringer. I don't know if you remember that. It was a Kinect game.
On three. Oh, okay. I remember seeing it. I didn't play it or anything.
A Kinect game, you gotta like control like a puppet on the screen, so you're holding up your hands and you're fucking just like whatever, dude. It gets like real like intense almost, like back and forth, like you're fucking waving your hands around like a fucking asshole. And fucking every playing it, dude, like fucking, it's like, I think it's like the like middle of the summer, dude, and I'm fucking like, I'm sweating, I'm fucking playing, I'm like, oh, fucking playing for like an hour, dude. And I fucking just take my shirt off, I'm like going, not thinking about it. And it gets to like this point where it's like the end of the game, and it's fucking like, it's like, oh, it goes back to, oh, like who was the puppet master or something. It starts like showing pictures, like it's been like taking pictures of you and like recording you as you're playing. I didn't even know, dude. It's fucking just showing me, dude, just sweating, my fucking shirt off, my arms up like a fucking monster, dude. Fucking fat hair, fucking asshole, dude. Oh, I was fucking hysterical. One of the fucking funniest things I've ever seen in a fucking game, dude. I'm sure like. Not everybody had that experience, but I thought it was fucking hysterical, dude. Fucking fat, hairy, fucking shirtless asshole, dude. Fucking waving his arms up. Oh, man. It's fucking good shit.
I wish I saw that one.
No, you don't. You fucking don't.
I'm sure the FBI saw it. Yeah, probably got it.
NSA, it's on file. Like,
yep, absolutely.
They got me my fucking flesh scanned. I know every fucking mole I have in my fucking body.
Yep.
Every time I drive through a traffic light, fucking sets off a fucking alert.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's go back, dude. The other game I played was I got a review up on the site too. It was One Chin Abra. I'm just guessing, dude's fucking Japanese. I'm just guessing that's what it's fucking pronounced. I don't know. You said you never fucking played those games, right?
Nope, never heard of it.
There's one on the 360 I played. There's that, dude. The reason that kind of like stuck out to me is, well, I mean, this fucking, you play like, and that one was two broads, dude, and you fucking playing. And they go around in bikinis and swords and shit, and it's fucking like slice up zombies. It's fucking pretty straightforward and dumb. It's fucking kind of why I liked it. But fuck, dude, that game, dude, that fucking taught me how to play like fighting games and shit. It's just fucking, dude, there's like one enemy, and I'm the 360 game that was like, you had to do like this fucking, like this like big like 12 string fucking combo. You had to like time it perfectly. The only way you could fucking kill this fucking thing, dude. That was like the first game that I actually like got like how to do like combos and shit. Like before it was just like, oh, whatever, fucking button mash. And I'm like, all right, dude, I get it. But that's kind of like why that stands out besides the fucking naked broad, dude. One of them looked like she was like fucking like 12, dude. Like it was like borderline. it's like borderline. Like, dude, they couldn't make this in the U.S., dude. They'd be fucking shut down, dude. And the fucking FBI had to take their fucking hard drives out and they'd be in fucking jail, dude. Like fucking, like it's ridiculous, dude. And they have like a... like photo galleries and shit. You can like dress them up how you want them, and they fucking like make them like fuck.
Okay.
It's pretty much just like a fucking like, it's like JO mode. You're supposed to like, you know what I mean? It's what it is. Like hands free, like fucking, oh, just make them jump around in their fucking underwear type of deal.
Really? That's fucking crazy.
But, yeah, the new one is fucking called Chaos Z is the subtitle. And it's pretty much more of the same. Only you get like four of them you control. Same thing, dude. It's fucking real, like, simple. It's just, like, stupid arcade fucking bloody fucking dumb action, dude. It's fucking... I loved it, dude. I thought it was great. I mean, yeah. And the fucking review's up. You want to fucking... Look at it, dude. I wrote down some quotes from the game. One of them's, "Hey, fun bags, wake up, bitch." That's so I can. Is this the actual game, dude? The other one's, quit twiddling your tits." The game.
That's great.
Yeah.
I might use that in real life. That's pretty good.
Quit twiddling your tits. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard that. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's real fucking, like, it's like wicked sleazy. It's fucking good. It's, yeah, it's real, like, it's almost like a B fucking action game type of deal. Like, it's almost like a B movie, just real shitty fucking. They know it, but they know it's shitty. It's like tongue in cheek, you know what I mean? But it's fun, dude. It's just fucking, like, you ever play, like, other, like hack and slash games, like, I don't know, like Bayonetta? I think you probably never played that.
No, no.
Devil May Cry. You ever played any of those?
Nope. I mean, closest thing to that, maybe, like, Dynasty Warriors or something.
Kind of.
Way back.
Kind of. A little bit like that. But this is almost like the newer ones. It's like you can swap them out. So we play, like, the four people. It's like, oh, fucking one of them's getting fucked up, and you can fucking switch out another one. And the
okay.
One put back, like, starts regaining health. So it's like you're kind of going back and forth. But otherwise, you fucking just use the one with the chainsaw all the time, because she has a fucking chainsaw. That's pretty fucking awesome. But it's just, you just do, like, it just makes everything you do. Dude, you can just sit there and mash buttons, and it makes you look fucking awesome. Like, fucking just shit going everywhere, dude. Fucking people fucking, you know, getting cut up. It's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, it was like, it's just like a fucking budget game, dude. It's like $40. It wasn't like a full price game, but it's pretty fucking fun, dude, for what it is.
Now, do you fight, like, naked?
Yeah,
you dress them up
wherever you want. You can fucking, like, as you play, you unlock, like, skimpier and skimpier outfits. So it's pretty much like they was wearing, like, almost nothing at the end, and it's just like you can, like, see them. It's like almost like thread. Like, you can see, like, fucking straight up, like, their whole ass, dude, and fucking like just like a little piece of string, like, covering their nipples, you know. And so I can.
That's great.
You can get a piece of toast. It's just a fucking random piece of toast. You can put, like, anywhere on the bodies. You can, like, put a piece of toast, like, just on their ass, around their tit, for no reason.
Okay.
It's pretty ridiculous. And I probably my game of the week. It fucking, like, completely ruined me, too. It's just, like, so, like, ADD, dude. And I tried playing fucking, like, something else, dude. I tried playing fucking, was it like Command HQ? It's like an old, like, 80s fucking, like, strategy game. It's like,
okay,
like old, like, IBM DOS type shit. Fucking, like, dude, as soon as I did that, I'm like, fuck, you're just sitting there, you'll see, so you click, it's just like icons. So it's like like an icon of, like, a soldier, you know what I mean? You click them and you fucking tell them where to go. You're just sitting there watching the icon, like, slowly fucking move, like, fucking, like, slow motion to, like, fucking where you're putting them. It's just like after playing that fucking one Shinobi game, just fucking bash buttons. I'm like, dude, I can't do this. Like, this is just fucking, like, completely, like, I gotta be fucking doing shit every 2 seconds. It just fucking made me, like, ADD, like, immediately. Like, fucking, I can't do anything slow anymore. Played that for, like, 20 minutes, dude. I'm trying to go through my whole, like, Steam library, you know? I'm fucking like, oh, I'll fucking just play all these games, like, as long as I can. Like, fucking just play that for, like 10, 20 minutes. I'm like, I just can't. I just fucking uninstalled it. Can't do it. I can. That was my story with that. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah. Then started playing Company Heroes 2. But you never played that either.
Nope, never seen it. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, dude. You said you played, like, the Rome games, right? Total War or something?
Yep, Total War, I think, was the last one I played. It was all right. I liked it for a little bit.
As you play it for a while, like, did you get into it? Like,
I mean, I probably, like, a good few months, I'd say. I mean, I don't think I ever, like, completed it by any means.
Right.
Because I might have won a few battles and then, you know, got destroyed.
Play, like, against other people? You used to do, like...
No. Just the campaign and shit. Yeah.
That's pretty much what I'm doing with Company Heroes, too. The same thing. I tried watching the tutorials, dude. Just fucking... Almost like, I'm like, yeah, this is pretty much, like, exactly what I fucking... It's just, like, videos of, like, one of the designers, like, talking you through, like, the UI and shit. And it's like he's saying shit. He's like, oh, you know, like fucking, like immediately the shit I don't like fucking like scares me in fucking games. It's like, oh, you know, it's gonna take you like hundreds of hours to like really get good at this game. Like he's saying that, like I'm like, fuck, man. He's like, oh, you know, we got a good community. Just go and check with them, ask them questions, and fucking watch YouTube videos. It's like, man, this is gonna be a fucking like lifestyle change. Like it's
Yeah.
not even a fucking game, dude. It's gonna have to be fucking. My fucking full-time job at this point to fucking even like get started.
Yeah, I'm bringing up a video of that now just so I can. Yeah, I mean, it looks a lot like from what I remember, you know.
Might even be, maybe not the same. I know it's like Sega, like publish it. I think they do like the Total War games too. I don't know if it's the same like developer or not of the Total War ones. I got a bunch of those fucking I bought is fucking again, they kinda like scare me. I'm like, it's fucking gonna be a whole process like getting into it.
Yeah, I think I always thought these games were really tough.
I mean they're cool. Like I like it, dude. Like I like just the way it looks. Like fuck if you're watching just like you know what I mean. It's cool. This one's cool too. It's not like it's not really like zoomed out. Like you're not you know dealing with huge armies. It's kinda like squad based. So it's real like you're taking like six, you know, six guys
Oh, okay.
putting them into cover, you know what I mean? Getting like a sniper out to fucking like scout, and you know, you're trying to build like, you know, maybe like 40, you might top off at like 50, like 50 guys, maybe like total. Like that's like the population cap, you know? So you're kind of like moving like small squads around. It's kind of almost, it almost feels just like a fucking whatever, dude. Like almost like a zoomed out, like old school, like World War II, like Call of Duty or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool right now, just looking at it.
Yeah, it's just the fact it's so fucking complicated. You're just fucking looking at like the fucking like HUD and shit and like all like the icons. It's like, man, this is fucking this whole types of shit. I have no idea what the hell is going on. I'm just using like the mouse and shit, but I'm looking at the manual. It's like fucking like oh, these are like the controls for like hotkey and like fucking you know what I mean, like fucking selecting these units and these units. Like every fucking key on the goddamn keyboard you can use. It's like, man, I'm fucking that's a fucking mess waiting to happen. Yeah, so I played like I don't know, like five missions of that. It's pretty cool. I mean, fucking.
Now, would you ever play that, you know, PvP or whatever?
Probably not. I
No.
mean, I just get destroyed, man. I have fucking no idea. I mean, if I ever like, God, I mean, I'm playing through on like easy, and like even then, I'm still getting fucked up every now and then, you know.
Yeah, I always had, I don't know, just always had a hard time with them.
Me too.
Probably my ADD, you know, I'm just like.
Oh, me too. It's just not even that, dude. I just don't think I'm like fast enough on the mouse or something to like fucking like.
You just gotta know like what's going on, right? Like everywhere, you know what I mean?
It's a lot of shit. You just gotta, you actually have to like learn, just like keep in your memory, like fucking what does what and what fucking, you know. It's like a fucking lifestyle choice to fucking play those games. I fucking jump around way too much for that, you know.
It's but it does look pretty cool as far as, you know, strategy games. I almost got XCOM again. I never actually
Oh,
finished
dude.
it.
No, you gotta do those games are great. I mean that I can deal with it. Just, I like that way better, dude. Just like I mean they're not really well they are kind of the same. Just like I like the turn-based shit better because it's like you can sit there and like look, you know, think about something and fuck it before you move. So it's like you have everything right there in front of you. It's not
Yep.
dependent on how fast you can fucking get around the map and click around. It's just all right. I have this dude is telling me what I you know where I can see like what I can do, what my options are. I can look at and actually think about and then fucking make a move, you know. That I like. I like that a lot, dude. I fucking love the XCOM.
Oh yeah. I love playing on the mode you know, where you lost your guy.
Oh, the
They just
Iron
die.
Man.
Oh,
Iron
yeah,
Man
that was
mode.
great.
Tried that,
'Cause it
dude.
hurts so bad, like once you lost him, it's like, no, you know?
I was playing that in the highest difficulty. I did that a few times, dude. And it was brutal. It's fucking brutal shit. It's fun, but it's fucking like, I could. Probably like half a dozen times you know, to get to like whatever like this like the first like part like major like story change in that game like fucking like the big battle dude and like as soon as like the enemy second hard dude I just got fucking murdered like fucking nothing.
Yeah, I think that's right where I was. Same deal. Just fucking. That's probably why I stopped playing, because I kept losing all my good guys, and I didn't want to change it because I loved it.
I'd say play through it on like a normal difficulty first, just so you have an idea, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what I should have done. Probably cheap on Steam, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think they did have on the Steam sales like a pack of everything, like fucking like all the DLC, the game, and all that shit for like nothing. Like it was like 10, 20 bucks or something. Sure, it's fucking cheap. It's like fucking probably like 10, 20 bucks, like max now. Yeah, there's a new one of those coming out too, I think in November or December.
Okay, on both consoles?
Only on PC.
Oh, wow.
I'll definitely pick that up. Sure, it'll be a fucking disaster the first like 2 years or so, like every PC game, but I'll fucking try it and I'll fucking bite the bullet.
Yeah, it'll be good.
One thing I am just like, dude, I don't know, like fucking the Street Fighter V beta is out on like PS4, and I keep fucking seeing it's all fucked up. And it's like I'm debating, dude, whether to fucking. I'm like, I kind of. Well, you gotta like pre-order it to like get in the beta.
Oh, like, really?
I was like, I don't want to pre-order, especially if it's fucked up. There's no point. But it's like it's on PS4 and it's on PC, and it's like, dude, I kind of want to get it on PC, but then it's like all this fucking regular fucking PC problems you run into. It's like, do I even want to bother? Just get it on the fucking PS4 like a fucking normal person. Like, I actually ended up ordering a fucking fight stick for PS4 and PC just to fuck around with.
For that. Oh, that other one won't work? The,
dude, it only sucks. Killer Instinct? Killer Instinct one, dude, it only works on Xbox, which sucks. It's fucking garbage, dude. It's funny, too, dude. I spent, like, whatever. When it was new, it was, like, $150 or something, dude. And I was fucking looking on, like, Amazon and eBay, dude. Now they're, like, the fucking went up in price, dude. It's, like, $300.
So really? It's,
like a collector's item or some shit at this point.
Wow.
I just figured it'd be cool to have, like, a fucking, even, like, to use, like, MAME and shit. I like fucking to play like old arcade games on the PC and just have a fucking arcade stick, like fucking old school style, like you're in an actual arcade. Just figured that'd be kind of useful too, to have that.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I could never play with them. I would just fucking. I could barely play fighting games with the controller. Never mind that.
It's easier and harder at the same time with the arcade stick. Like some of the shit's like fucking. Easier to pull off, you know, like the fucking, like the sweeping moves and shit, if you have a fucking arcade stick. But, I mean, if you're used to a controller normally, dude, like getting like the muscle memory of fucking using an arcade stick, dude, you gotta like learn everything all over again. I did that with like, yeah, even like Killer Instinct. I played that for like fucking like a month before I get the stick, and it's like, oh, I'm getting pretty good. And like the arcade stick, I'm like, I gotta learn everything like from scratch pretty much, fucking all over again.
And that game was a bitch with those moves.
I gotta fire that up at some point, dude, and stop playing that again.
Yeah, you were pretty good at it. You'd fuck me up.
I had merited online, dude, just fucking like bottom of the barrel. But I mean, just fucking. As far as fighting games go, dude, it's fucking pretty easy to learn. As long as you learn like one fucking like the basics of everything, dude, you can fucking string together a bunch of shit. I gotta do fucking Mortal Kombat too at some point. It's fucking to put Predator out.
Okay, I never checked that out.
You see Jason, dude? All you need for that game is Jason. Like, that's it. Like, he makes the fucking game.
How so? Like, he's
awesome, dude. Like, he's just fucking, it's just like fucking the way they did him, dude. He look, fucking like looks and moves. He's like just like Jason. Like, it's fucking awesome. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know why you'd play anybody else in that fucking game, dude. Like,
I don't know. I just was over Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
fuck it.
It's not a good game. It's a fucking terrible game, dude. But it's, you know, it's fucking real cheesy. But it's just fucking just like how gory it is. It was just fucking so goddamn fun to play as like Jason, just because it's fucking they did such a goddamn good job on him.
I actually kind of want to see that.
I'm a fucking. Friday the 13th fucking fanboy, so can't say no to that. What you do afterwards too, if you want. They fucking put do you have your Xbox on?
Yeah.
I think they put World of Tanks on there.
Oh, did they?
So should fucking try that later.
Yeah, I haven't played that since I think this launched.
Yeah, they put it on the 360, like right when the Xbox One was coming out, and I fucking liked that game. I just stopped playing it, and then it's like, oh, I'm not going to, you know what I mean? It's got an Xbox One. I'm not going to go back on the 360 and play fucking free-to-play fucking World of Tanks.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, though. We're having fun with that.
Yeah, dude, when I check that out later.
I had to throw on the video of Jason. I have to see what it looks like.
Watching Max's videos?
I just fucking YouTube the first one.
Doesn't matter, but...
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I also watched a pretty cool documentary about Ginger Baker. It's called Beware of Mr. Baker. It's on like Netflix, so it's fucking real easy to get a hold of. But it's fucking Ginger Baker is fucking like the main reason we'd know of him anyways. He's the drummer in Cream. And yeah, he's fucking pretty much credit him with making heavy metal. You know, they're talking about, like, as he's playing with Cream, like, I guess, like, originally, like, you know, like, Cream songs, like, fucking
yep.
White Room and all that shit. Yeah. But, you know, he's like,
I wasn't a huge fan, but I think that's probably the only song.
Yeah, I'm not either. But, I guess, like, they're talking about them, like, you know, originally trying to play. There's going to be, like, almost, like, early, like, Beatles, like, poppy, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, high fucking... You know, fucking just like poppy, fucking like standard shit. And fucking like, he's like, you know, he was like a jazz drummer. And he's, you know, telling him, you know, slow your shit down, do it like off beat. You know what I mean? Like lower the fucking, the tone of it, you know, and it's fucking like, you know, how they got their sound. So that's how they're like, kind of like crediting him with fucking, you know, making like the metal sound or like a heavier sound anyway. And my thing is too, like with like fucking like classic rock, dude. Like since it's before like my time, your time, and shit, dude. It all kind of like blends together. I never think of like, oh, like, you know, Cream became like was before like Black Sabbath or like whatever. Yeah, you know? It's kind of the same thing. It's pretty much as far as I'm concerned. It's like fucking. I know, like the first CD I bought was like the fucking Black album, you know. So it's like fucking. It's like, oh, like as far as I'm concerned, it's like that, and then everything else before that's like classic rock type of deal. I don't know, I'm not big on like the history of it, you know, so it's kind of cool watching that. It's fucking pretty well done too. It's like entertaining. It's not just fucking like dry, you know. The guy's a fucking guy's nuts, dude. They call him like the madman. It's fucking, dude, he looks like fucking like a redheaded fucking Bob Ross. He's just fucking like huge, a huge fucking like red hair and fucking beard and shit, you know, like fucking like, you know, Ian Anderson or something. Just fucking like crazy looking dude. Fucking starts off like right at the beginning. The guy's like fucking, you know, 80 years old. He's talking to the fucking the filmmaker like asked him like something, fuck, or he said the filmmaker's leaving, talking about, oh, I'm gonna go interview like fucking, you know, Eric Clapton and like fucking Johnny Rotten and like all these guys and like ask him about you and fucking do interviews. The guy fucking Ginger Baker fucking, you know, 80 years old, he's like fucking flipping out, dude. He takes his cane, just fucking bashes him in the fucking face.
The guy doing the movie?
Yeah. And fucking, he's like,
really?
Fuck. He's like, fuck, Ginger Baker just hit me with this fucking cane. His fucking hair, fucking blood coming down his fucking nose and shit. It's fucking, the guy's a fucking nutcase, dude. It's fucking, fucking
cat. That's great.
Pretty cool. Yeah, he's fucking, yeah, he was nuts, dude. You know, he's talking shit about, like, other drummers. Like, he's talking about, like, John Bonham and fucking Keith Moon and, like, Neil Peart and shit. He's just like, oh, those guys are fucking pretty garbage, dude. They got nothing on me. And you just think, like, oh, like, you know, he just fucking talked himself up or whatever, being a dick. And they go and interview him and fucking, well, not Bonham because he's dead, but fucking Neil Peart and fucking Keith Moon. They're both like, oh, yeah, he's fucking, the guy's fucking nasty. Like, he's fucking...
They're like, yeah, he's right. We suck.
Yeah. Nothing, dude. But he fucking pretty much, like, he's got big and Cream. He fucking did, like, a couple other, like, side projects. And he just kind of, like, fell off the face of the earth. And went back to, like, South Africa and fucking built, like, a compound, like, his own compound. Bought a bunch of horses and fucking... He set up, like, a recording studio in South Africa, I think. You know, there's, like, a big fucking, like, revolution going on. He's just talking about, like, you know, he sets up a recording studio. He's kind of credited to it, like, Making like recording and making like popular like fucking like African music and shit, like fucking, you know, actually like
Really?
get recorded and fucking, you know, there's a revolution going on. He's talking about like, they raided his fucking like his studio and fucking like he runs out the back, they're like shooting at him with fucking machine guns. He's fucking like,
You see this video live, too?
no,
Okay,
it's just him and
Oh, okay.
about it, you know, it's fucking him just talking
I
about
was
it.
gonna say,
They
Jesus, that's great.
come back with like fucking, you know, they show like old clips of fucking shows and shit he's done and fucking like whatever.
Okay.
Driving off in the desert with the fucking South African fucking police fucking shooting at him. It's fucking, dude, the guy's fucking pretty interesting life, dude. It's fucking pretty cool. Yeah, you know, he's had like fucking like five different wives and shit, and it's fucking, you know, treats his kid like a piece of shit. His kid's like a drummer too, and he's talking about like they're playing together. And they go into a show together, and they're both broke because he burns through all his money. He buys a bunch of horses and shit, and just fucking dumb shit, you know. So him and his kid are going to like play some show, and his kid's like sick, and he's like fucking like 14 to 15. He's just like, oh, you know, oh, you're sick. He's, try this. Just fucking throws coke out on the fucking table, dude. Gives his kid coke. He's like, you feeling good? All right, let's go.
Get out of here, really?
Right.
That's awesome.
The guy's fucking nuts, dude. Fucking. They're like interviewing this kid. The kid's like, yeah, he told me he was a piece of shit and fucking like, yeah, you know, I sucked at drumming. Never talked to him since then. You know, it's pretty good, dude. I'd fucking definitely, even like if you're remotely interested in fucking
Oh,
just like
absolutely.
that kind of shit, dude, fucking check it out. It's on Netflix, whatever. You can fucking find it other places. It's definitely worth watching. Well produced. They have like, you know, fucking make everything go like snappy. Like fucking everything's just real quick. Good.
Good time, like a few hours or about an hour and a half or something like
That's
that, or
about an hour and a half, I think. So yeah, it's fucking.
yeah,
It's
I love music documentaries and all that shit, so that's awesome.
yeah, I thought it was pretty fucking good. It's weird too, dude. I fucking never used to watch them. I'm like, oh, fucking documentaries are boring. Then I'm like fucking looking at Netflix. I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch this piece of shit and fucking waste like, you know, 2 hours of my time watching something stupid. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this looks all right. Fucking watching documentaries all the time. Fucking getting old.
Yep. Fucking. Gonna get to bed soon. I fucking this stupid job. Fucking shitty hours.
Yep.
Killing me.
I don't know how you do that, dude. Second shift, I thought it'd always be the worst, dude. Never do it. Ever the fucking work a night shift like I do, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's brutal. It's fucking keep losing my temper. It's not good.
So I'm saying, you gotta do is just fucking put your headphones in, you just don't talk to anybody. That's what I do. So I get through the day without murdering people.
I'm gonna have to do that. I got a speaker, so I just blast it, you know. But fuck it. Just enjoy the cigarette.
Speak
Hope it kills me.
to Always hope it's the last one. Yeah, things done.
Fuck.
Speaking of things done quick, what do you think of speed running? People speed running games. I guess it's like some big thing going on.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, I guess you'd say it's talented, right? I mean, I couldn't do that,
Well,
but.
that's kind of to a point, but it's fucking. A lot of them too. It's not even like the fucking just playing the game. They use like fucking. It's like they cheat like every way they can to get like the fastest time.
Yeah, I saw one actually on Dark Souls, actually. That's really like the only one I saw. This guy fucking running around naked and just. I don't think he was even fighting it. You might have had to fight the bosses, right? Yeah, because you can't just run past them. You can
Yeah,
run past
sure.
the other shit, but.
Some of you might be able to. I mean, it's kind of cool. Like people do it like that, but I'm talking like, you know what I mean? Like finding the quickest way to the end of it, the end of the game or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know if I could fucking watch somebody actually like do it or like whatever. I don't know. Plus, they do like the tool assisted shit where it's like fucking all. Oh, they like pretty much like break down the code of the game and like fucking do it that way to figure out like where the fucking like how to break it and I don't know.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine that.
It kind of goes against my whole thing of just like playing games like how they're meant to be played. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not like cheating, fucking doing bullshit. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, could you speed run a game like, I don't know, like Oblivion, Morrowind, something like that? Could you even, is that even possible?
No, you can. Yeah. I mean, fucking, you just fucking run to the end, I guess, and fucking do some shit.
Yeah, but there's not a point you have to, like, I don't know, have, I don't know. Yeah, it's just that I don't know.
I remember seeing something about like Skyrim or something, I think, of saying like people even like testing it like in the studio as they were making it, and they were speed running it in like a couple hours or something.
Yeah, that seems just fucking crazy.
I just don't understand how people, like, why somebody would even do that, you know? Like, even if you like a game, like, that much, why would you keep playing it, like, over and over? Like, is that even fun? Like, I don't understand how that can be fun to just play, like, one game like that.
Yeah, I definitely, I try to do that.
Trying to cheese it as much as possible, you know? Like, trying to fucking beat it as cheaply and quickly as you possibly can. Like, I don't understand how that's fun. Might just be me.
That's what I mean. Maybe, yeah, you know, maybe if you're really, I don't know, I guess good at it. I mean, is that something you're good at? You just keep doing it? you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think it's fucked. I'll tell you that. I don't have the patience to do that either. You'd have to be good, right? You know what I mean? But you have to, I don't know. I just feel like you'd have to fight shit, you know? You just fucking run right through.
Oh, so this is, that's kind of the thing. Just going through, looking through, like, you know, what you don't have to fight. Like, there's a lot of, like, cheap fucking bullshit you can pull to fucking just cheese your way through the game. It's pretty much what they're doing to fucking, you know, like, fucking go here and fucking warp through this fucking rock and fucking, you know what I mean, break the game to fucking get to the end quicker or something.
Yeah, that's nuts. I never even heard of that. That's that's dedication, I guess, to... I don't know for what, but
what's the end game? I don't get it.
It seems like a complete waste.
Yeah, it's like you said, like Skyrim, like speed. Like imagine like speed running like The Witcher, and you'd have to like skip like every bit of fucking like dialogue and shit, and like, you know what I mean? Like fucking not even like skip through the whole story. It's like why are you even playing the game at that point? Like what's the point?
I mean, I guess unless you've mastered the game already and you just love it, maybe you just find something, you know, I don't know, something else to do with it.
Yeah, it's a different layer, I guess. You wouldn't fucking, you know what I mean? You wouldn't do otherwise, but
I still think you would just play something else, but
that'd be, you know, that's my
that just seems logical, I guess.
My way of thinking, I guess. But...
yeah, that's fucking... I mean, that just goes back to people just being fucking retarded, you know, just like for what, you know, the fuck. I don't know.
Shit.
Can't even ask questions anymore. It's just fucking accept it. Just everyone's a fucking idiot. Just is what it is. That's included me, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
I buy Madden every year. I'm a fucking retard. That's. Since fucking whenever. Like fucking 93 at least. You know, 89, I think.
And fuck. How many years have you been complaining about it in a row?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've probably since... not as much since they got rid of the other, you know, like the competitor, like 2K.
Yeah, I used to buy, like, fucking football games, like, once every, like, 3 years or something, you know what I mean? And they were, like, different, and then it's, like, bought a couple, I'm like, yeah, these aren't really that different, and I don't really know if it's, like, that much better, why am I even bothering fucking buying them even every 3 years, like...
Yeah, especially if you don't love football. I just love football so much, I buy fucking... I'm a sucker. So I'm gonna buy it. But, I mean, if you just kind of... I don't know. Just fuck, I just want it hardcore, you know. I want it to be as fucking real as it can get.
Well, you like go just online and shit and find like the right settings for it and all that, don't you?
Well, yeah, the sliders there. That's why I play against the computer. I mean, I don't know. Playing online's fun, but just the game itself, just, I don't know. It's just not, I don't know. It's just anyone who plays it knows it's just not fucking great, you know. It's getting better, I guess, but how long has it been out? Fucking be the next Xbox before it's like really good, you know?
Right. Oh, then even then, it's like the first year they put it out, it's always like fucked up. Like, oh, well, next year we learn a new tech.
Yeah, it just keeps going. Yeah. Like, when is that gonna stop? You know.
That's I don't know about you, dude. That's how I felt like fucking that. We said you only have like the Xbox, right? I mean, I have the fucking Xbox and the PS4. It's like, dude, it's like at this point, right? Like the 360 life, dude. There's like so much good shit out. It's just like fucking like mind blowing. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, dude, this is fucking like ridiculously good. This seems like, dude, both the systems, dude, is just like nothing's really been out. That's like, wow, holy shit, this is like fucking a whole new fucking ball game. You know, it seems pretty weak. I mean, like it's all around.
I mean, Titanfall maybe. Comes
that
to mind.
It's good, but I mean, we don't really even play it that much anymore.
Not anymore,
it's
a yeah.
Good game, definitely, but.
I just feel like that's, yeah, I mean, what, I mean. Everything else, I feel like, yeah, it's just like a little bit better. You know,
yeah,
a little
it feels
bit.
Like a little step, a small step from like fucking 360 generation. That's it. I mean, they didn't really put out anything new, you know? So like, even like the big ones like Watch Dogs, like fucking it was all right, but it was nothing new, you know. I felt like it could have been on fucking 360. I think it was on 360, you know. It's like nothing like, wow, this fucking couldn't be done before.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. I mean, maybe it's just still early. I don't know. I don't know.
It's been saying that for like, it's been out for like almost 2 years at this point, you know. Just saying, it's been too early for fucking 2 years. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yep. I don't know. I just feel like in general, just the lack of games really, like, they, I don't know, like, what could blow your mind at this point, you know? Like, fucking.
Hopefully. See what the new Crackdown looks like. See a fucking Crackdown, fucking threes. The one.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be good. I mean, Fallout, you know? I mean, Fallout be.
Fallout looks sick, dude, definitely.
I mean, is it gonna be glitchy and shit? Like, is it gonna be the same?
It's definitely gonna be glitchy. That's not even a question.
Yeah, and that kind of sucks. I feel like I don't know. I guess it's just how it is, but I just wish it wasn't like that. You know, you kind of expect everything to be just fucking perfect on the new system. You know.
Yeah, like I said,
we'll see though.
It feels like you said, like when I bought them, it's just like, oh, you know, yeah. You give them like that like grace period where it's like, oh yeah, nothing's gonna really be out for a little bit, you know. But fucking, they're still learning like whatever the new fucking tech. And it's just, it seems like I've been fucking saying that for so long at this point. It's kind of like, this fucking new generation's kind of sucked it pretty bad. I can, there's nothing, at least compared to fucking the last one, you know.
Oh yeah, dude. I downloaded. I think Gears 3 was free on Xbox 360.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So I download. I'm like, oh sweet, I'll throw Gears in. That's cool. I threw it on, dude. Dude, I couldn't even play it. It's just, it was too slow.
It looks like shit. Does it look bad?
It wasn't even the look, just the feel. Like it was just. I tried everything. Sensitivity. I jacked it all the way up. Like everything. It was just too slow.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember it being feeling like that. So I don't know what it was. I'd like to throw in the disc. I don't know if it's a digital thing or.
I think you'll check it out. Nah, it shouldn't be. It should be the same.
It should be the same. That's, maybe it's just because it's kind of old or whatever, but I don't know, man. It just felt so slow. I couldn't.
I'll throw it at some point and see what I think.
And after playing the beta. Like
It might have been just because you're used to that beta. Like, you know what I mean? That might have just been different. It might have just been. I mean, did you try playing one? Like,
no,
fucking...
I played. It was three. It was Gears 3. And what was the newest one? Was it Judgment? Was that the last?
Yeah, that was fucking fast as shit, dude. That might have been it too. Like, it's fucking, that was like ridiculously fast compared to fucking three.
Yeah, maybe it's that. You know, I mean, it could have been. It could have been anything too. It could have been maybe there was a little connection thing going on.
Yeah,
dude, I didn't realize.
You're playing online.
Yeah. And it was just, I think, public.
I like Judgment Online, dude, out of that series. I like that the best, dude. Just because it was so fucking fast. It was fucking ridiculous, dude. It was just so, like, fucking quick and open. Like, it wasn't as, like, you know what I mean? It was different, dude. Like, a lot of people were bitching about that. Oh, fucking Judgment sucks, dude. It's just, like, I don't know. It felt way more balanced. You could use, like, different guns and shit. It's not just running around with a fucking Nasher rolling around.
Yeah, it was definitely good. I mean...
I don't understand people not liking that, dude. I thought it was fucking, like, such a step up.
That's why I'm interested to see one remade, because I loved one.
It's not, you know? It's not like really, it's not going to be exactly like the original one, you know what I mean? They're fucking redoing a lot of it. Like, I think they took shit from, like, 3. Like, they made it almost feel like 3. That's why it was, like...
Oh, really?
That's why it was, like, smoother and had, like... Like, yeah, dude, one originally, they didn't even have, like, Team Deathmatch or, like the icons and all that. Like, fucking the enemy icons under that shit. It was just fucking, it was real, like, simple, like, fucking straightforward.
Yeah, it's one thing in games now that I kind of see, I'm seeing a lot of is, like, the highlighting of enemies.
Yeah, I never
just kind of don't like it. Yeah.
Like, even when, like, names pop up, I hate that. I remember, like, fucking, like Max Payne 3, like playing that online, dude. It was just like the pop in or whatever. It was like so bad. Like people's names would pop up before we could even see like the bodies. So you're pretty much just fucking shooting at people's names, like their gamer tags, fucking firing at fucking somebody's name.
Isn't the multiplayer on Watch Dogs kind of like that too, isn't it? They have the name thing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right. Yep, the exact same thing. Yeah.
I remember that because that was one thing. I missed it. Yeah, because it was like, oh, all I see is, like, the name tag running around, you know?
Yep.
It's fucking...
It pissed me off. I only played it a couple times, and I stopped, and it was like, you know?
Yep. Yeah, that shit's dumb. I mean, I don't know. Like, I loved, like, Ghost Recon. Like, they had it. I didn't like it still, but I could deal with it, because I loved that. You know, that game was awesome.
Oh, which one are you talking about? Like, the old...
The last one, what... the newest
Future Soldier,
or yeah, is it Future Soldier? Isn't that the older ones? Like in the
no, that was the last one they put out.
Then that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the one I liked. It was like, I like the old ones too, but you know,
well, the old ones are like first person, like the
yeah,
was a third.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the old ones. I remember with Jack Stone.
Yeah, fucking all right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, then they had the fucking the 360 ones are a little different.
Yeah, the advanced warfare or warfare, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. But yeah, that newer one. I love those games, Splinter Cell. I just love how that controlled, you know. That just fucking...
I was thinking about going back to Blacklist and fucking
playing. Blacklist, yep. But, dude, that was the one.
So good. So fucking good. Yeah,
of course I fucking traded in.
Oh, dude, no, you can't do that.
I know, if I could go back, but... fucking...
Right. All right, well, we're well over an hour if you want to fucking stop. There's only one other thing I wanted to fucking talk about. It was on Cinemassacre, fucking... They beat Battletoads. Have you ever seen anybody beat...
Okay.
Have you ever seen anybody...
No, I I've never looked, but I remember that game being ridiculous.
Oh, that's fucking... Do you remember, like, the big ones, like the Turbo Tunnel? Like, fucking the jet bikes or whatever, dude? Nobody could get past that. I played it, like, recently, dude. Like, fucking, like maybe, like, less than a year ago. I could get past that and get to the next stage and just get fucking murdered at, like, stage 4. And I figured it was, like, an NES game, so I was like, I must be, like, close to beating it or whatever. Like, fucking, you know, it's probably only, like, 5 or 6 stages, dude. There's fucking 12 stages of that, dude, and it just keeps getting harder and harder, dude. And it's fucking, like, absurd. But fucking, the dude on there, fucking not fucking James or fucking Mike, dude. The dude, you know the dude Bootsy? You know who he is?
No, I don't remember.
You ever watch, like, the, fucking... What was it, dude? The fucking the Bored James ones, the guy with the eye patch. They call him Bad Luck Bootsy.
No, I haven't seen it in so long. And
but dude, I mean, they throw him on there every now and then, dude. He's like a fucking monster, dude. At fucking like those old games, dude. He fucking plows through them. But dude, it's pretty fucking impressive, dude. It's like an hour video of him just beating it. It's fucking ridiculous. Just wanted to bring that. Dude, I'd fucking never be able to fucking beat that game. It was coming up to doing like the Rare Collection on Xbox One, like, next month. It's, like, 30 games. That's one of them is fucking the old Battletoads. And I get up a fucking NES, but I'm like, dude, just watch that. Like, dude, I'll never be able to fucking do that in my life, dude. It's fucking so hard. But yeah, they're giving him his own show on there. Just him just fucking, like, old school, like giving you tips on, like, NES games, like, how to beat them. I think it's pretty fucking funny, dude. It'd be like, fucking, like, old school, like, fucking Nintendo Power, like, tips and tricks of just him.
That's funny though, it still holds up to where people are like interested in it, you know?
Yeah. That's cool. It's fun to recommend that real quick. It's fucking, yeah, Cinemassacre. Fucking check that video out. Fucking Battle Dudes. Yeah, that's about it. Fucking stop here if you want. Fucking do whatever. Let you go to sleep.
Yeah, fucking sleep like a faggot.
That's the only way to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking one hand over my head. Snoring. Yeah, fucking go to work. Hopefully, oh, maybe I won't wake up. You never know. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to go in. Probably get fired anyway. Fucking, who knows? Kind of hope I get fired. I think I'm like subliminally trying to get fired in my head. And like I'm trying to control myself, but I just can't because I hate it so much.
Yeah,
it's fucking, you know.
Yeah, you gotta like fucking toe that line between this sucks, you don't want to work, but then it's like, oh, I need money. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I could sit here and fucking, what I would do is just fucking sit here and fucking eat pizza and fucking play games for like the rest of my life. And then it's like, dude, like, I'll fucking run out of money, dude, and I'll fucking shut my power off. So,
yep.
Fucking, yep. My Xbox Live fucking subscription will be fucking out. So,
and that's not happening. Fuck that.
I gotta suck it up.
Yep, that's what we gotta do.
All right,
fuck it.
Fucking end the shit show right now.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun.
Fucking Absolute Deicide. You can fucking contact me at absolutedeicide@gruntfreepress.com or podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I fucking just put up a forum on the site if you want to check that out. It's on the very last tab, community shit. You said you're having trouble getting on there, right?
Yeah, I couldn't sign in or whatever, so I'll keep fucking with it.
Figure it out. And, hey, you want to plug anything, Clay? Anything you want to plug?
Like a butt plug?
Whatever, either or. I mean, fucking.
No. I mean, I did see that butt plug ISIS flag. I don't know if you saw that.
Uh-huh.
See that story?
Oh, I don't follow the news.
It was a while back. Oh, yeah, it was pretty funny. It was when that whole gay thing went on, whatever the fucking gay thing that just happened, the fucking marriage thing.
Gay marriage, yeah.
Yeah, a big gay thing that was going down.
Gay thing all the fags are talking about.
Yeah, it was a while back. It's not really fresh, but they fucking CNN is like, oh, there's an ISIS flag at fucking this gay place, whatever, the parade. And they fucking zoomed in on the flag. And it's like a flag of dildos that just looks like the ISIS flag. Like, I guess they're making fun of it. It's like dildos and butt plugs and shit. It's just funny, like fucking CNN reporting that it's fucking an ISIS flag. It's like, dude, it's a fucking butt plug flag. This looks kind of like it, you know? Fucking stupid.
That's awesome.
I just thought it was funny.
Pretty fucking scary terrorist group.
Yeah. Probably. Scare me. You ever been in a parade of gays, dude? It's fucking bad. If you're not gay, you know. Remember, we got stuck in one in Boston.
You know? It's just like fucking driving or whatever. Or just fucking.
No, you know, walking on foot. We were just shopping for records. Remember, you know, Jared was doing the DJing, fucking buying records, and he hears like this loud techno. And that's what he was, you know, listening to, DJing. So, of course, he's like, let's go towards the techno. Dude, and all of a sudden, we were in the middle of, like, this gay parade that was going on. And it was, like, trannies everywhere, like, floats. And, dude, it was fucking bad. It was bad. I had a sweatshirt. It was, like, 90, and I just put my hood on. Like, I was just afraid. So fucking just outnumbered by just weird gay people. It wasn't right. But yeah, that was that.
That's just, you want that whole spiel on the air? On the podcast?
Oh, that's up to you. That's up to you. You can make that call.
All right. Cut it right here for the official end so I can fucking stop this fucking shit. But yeah, gruntfreepress.com if you want to hear about gay parades and butt plugs.
Yeah, go there. Be a faggot. Go.
There you go.